Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Chicago bringing us back. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. How do you like to learn, folks? How do you like to get your information? You like to read? We got that. You like to listen? We got that. You like to watch? We got that. We got all that. And we're still working on the subliminal stuff. And we got an osmosis project going along. We haven't got that perfected yet either. But other than that, we got the other three senses. And so check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Rick Maurer. He's helping us with that osmosis project. And Rick is the author of Why Don't You Want What I Want? He's our change agent. He's the guy, the consultant that helps people transition their businesses out of their complacency, out of their comfort zone, and get to the point where they can push themselves and stretch themselves and accomplish more, Rick, right?
Well, that's what I try to do.
Well, you know, I think about in my life, whenever I've taken on a new assignment, a new job, a new project, or you know, reinvented myself or learned something new, in the beginning, it looks very daunting, doesn't it? I mean, it looks like, wow, how will I ever learn all this?
Yeah.
And then in 6 months or a year or 3 years, you look back and all that stuff that looks so impossible is now just part of your language. It's part of you, and you realize that you know. And at that point, you realize, you know what? Who knows how much I can grow?
That's true.
We don't know yet how much Jim Blasingame can grow, or whoever, right?
Yeah.
And how do we convey that to our people?
Well,
because they don't they're not gonna feel that way on their own. And I shouldn't say that. Well, many of them won't. Some of them will.
Well, yeah, it's sometimes it's a personal thing, and sometimes it's why should I change what I'm doing because we're perfectly productive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you've got somebody who basically their brain is shut down, you know, and they seem to be kind of shut down, and they haven't let a new thought in since the McKinley administration, you know, you're probably going to have a hard time. But you've got probably have a lot more people who are going to resist a change just simply because they're going, why? This doesn't make sense. Now, I'll give you an example.
And it's because they're thinking about their own little wallow out, the little wallow that they've created, right? Not the big picture.
Well, it's because nobody gives them the big picture.
Right.
And so they're out on their truck, they're doing their runs, they're doing everything right. But nobody is saying, oh, by the way, our competitor is doing this, or the technology, or we're going to have to start doing A, B, and C.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I'll give you a great book called The Great Game of Business by Jack Stack. And he worked for International Harvester, and they had they made tractors, and
right.
They had this huge
and combines and things like that.
Yes, and they had this huge contract to sell, I think, something like 800 tractors to the Soviets by October 1st. And the Soviets negotiated really well, and they said, look, if you come in late on any of those, you'll sell them to us at a deep discount. And the contract realized in August they were nowhere near, and they were going to lose money.
Mm-hmm.
And what Stack did against... he was an executive, but against the advice of other executives, he told people about it. He told people on the floor.
Wow.
And the people on the floor started going, you know, this is a big deal. And
we can't let somebody this happen.
Yeah, and like one of the things that he said they found was that there was this one part that the engineers had ordered, and it kept coming in late, and it would stop production. And somebody said, you know, you can get that down at Ace Hardware. And, you know, now the executives don't go to Ace Hardware, but the hourly guys, honest to God, so they would, yeah, exactly. And so the workers started going out, and they would get these workarounds, and by the deadline, they were supposed to have 800 built, they had 805 built.
Wow.
And when Stack then went off and started a small company called Springfield manufacturing reuse, the debt-to-equity ratio is 89 to 1,
right.
meaning there's no operating capital. And they said, you know, we got to do exactly what we did back there, and people have got to feel like owners.
Mm-hmm.
So we gave them everything, and we said to them, the one number we're all headed toward is servicing the debt. If we can't pay interest every month, the bank comes calling. And so everyone knew that number, and they knew how their work contributed to that. That's the kind of information people need.
Yeah, and they don't have to have necessarily the details of everything. Maybe they have the big picture, the umbrella issue, like we got to deliver 800 tractors on time. But then, okay, here's what that means to you. I need you to make sure that this screw gets turned once every minute, you know, 24 hours a day, whatever their assignment is, right? I need you to take ownership of that screw right there.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Or that customer, whatever.
Yeah, or if they're saying it's not working, that now people go, well, we've got to figure that out. We can't go through seven levels of bureaucracy. We've got to make it work.
So you're saying the key to getting people out of the complacency is to give them something bigger to think about than themselves.
Well, that's part of it. But the other thing is that urgency, that whoa. You know, like sometimes you go to the doctor and the doctor shows you some report and you go, whoa, I've got
but
to change
you give
my
them urgent, but if you give them urgency without emotion, they're not going to be urgent. You've got
That's
to
true,
be,
yeah.
You've got to give them some reason to want that to be urgent.
Either, oh, you bet.
Either some kind of esprit de corps issue or compensation. That's another way to do it. Tintail, right back with our good friend Rick Meyer. We're going to talk some more about getting people like you and me out of our complacency, getting us out of our wallow. Tintail, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.